Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Ryan Christensen. Batting third. The first baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting fourth. The DH, Matt Stairs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Grieve. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Scott Spezio. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Oquist. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting second. The left fielder, Denny Hocking. Batting third. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting fourth. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fifth. The first baseman, David Ortiz. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Corey Koski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Javier Valentin. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Chris Latham. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, LaTroy Hawkins. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Latham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Christensen strikes out. Two outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Giambi hits a line drive into left field. Hocking picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hocking. Giambi moves to second. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stairs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hocking hits a line drive beyond short. Tejada can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lawton hits a line drive beyond second. Spezio can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Hocking moves to third. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hocking tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Lawton. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Lawton steals second. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grieve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chavez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Koski strikes out. Two outs. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Tejada strikes out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Henderson is 0-1 in the game. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Christensen is 0-1 in the game. Christensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Giambi is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Latham strikes out. One out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Walker is 0-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hocking is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lawton is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stairs is 0-1 in the game. Stairs takes first base on ball 4. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Grieve is 0-1 in the game. Grieve hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stairs moves to third. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Spezio is 0-1 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Stairs scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Chavez is 0-1 in the game. Chavez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Grieve, who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ortiz is 0-1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Molitor scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears takes first base on ball 4. Ortiz moves to second. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koski is 0 for 1 in the game. Koski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada misplays the ball. That's an error on Tejada. Ortiz moves to third. Mears moves to second. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin strikes out. One out. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Latham is 0 for 1 in the game. Latham strikes out. Two outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tejada is 0 for 1 in the game. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tejada moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Christensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christensen hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tejada moves to third. Two outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Giambi hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Stairs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stairs hits a line drive towards third. Koski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hocking is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oquist fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Greve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Travis Baptist now pitching. Ben Greve is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Greve is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Greve takes first base on ball 4. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 2 in the game. Spezio hits a fly ball into center field. Latham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Blower's pinch hits for Eric Chavez. Mike Blower's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blowers hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tejada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Blower is now playing third base. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mears hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. TJ Matthews now pitching. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Koski is 0 for 2 in the game. Koski hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Todd Ritchie now pitching. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. McFarland hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Christensen takes first base on ball 4. McFarland moves to second. Bench Sampson now pitching. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Giambi is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Giambi takes first base on ball 4. McFarland moves to third. Christensen moves to second. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Stairs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stairs hits a line drive towards first. Ortiz catches it and steps on first to double up Giambi. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Latham is 0 for 2 in the game. Latham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi fields the ball and throws to Matthews covering. Safe. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Latham moves to second. 1 out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hocking is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Latham scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Hocking moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hawking scores. Lawton moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Buddy Groom now pitching. Ron Coomer pinch hits for David Ortiz. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Coomer hits a line drive off the glove of Blowers, and into shallow left field. Coomer reaches second base with a double. Lawton scores. Molitor goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 6, Twins, 6. Tim Worrell now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mears hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spezio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Koski is 0-for-3 in the game. Koski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Coomer now playing first base. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Grieve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grieve strikes out. One out. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Spezio is 0-for-3 in the game. Spezio takes first base on ball 4. Mike Trombley now pitching. Jason McDonald pinch runs for Scott Spezio. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Blowers is 0-for-1 in the game. Blowers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koski fields it and throws to first for the out. McDonald moves to second. Two outs. Miguel Tejada batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tejada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trombley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Moeller now pitching. Bip Roberts now playing second base. AJ Hinch now catching. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Latham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Latham bunts towards third. Blowers fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Latham. The throw from Hinch and he is safe. Latham steals second. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball towards center field. Christensen fields the ball and throws to third. Blowers drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Blowers. Latham moves to third. Two outs. Denny Hawking is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hawking is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hawking strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Roberts strikes out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Christensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Greve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Coomer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Roberts catches it and throws to first to double up Lawton. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Giambi is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Giambi hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hawking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stairs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Stairs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Greve batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Greve is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greve takes first base on ball 4. AJ Hinch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hinch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mears hits a line drive into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brant Gates pinch hits for Corey Koski. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Brant Gates now playing third base. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Blowers strikes out. One out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tejada is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tejada takes first base on ball 4. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hawking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Halsamer now pitching. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Latham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Latham strikes out. One out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Walker is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Giambi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hocking is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ryan Christensen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Christensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christensen strikes out. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Giambi is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Giambi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stairs is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Stairs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Giambi moves to third. Ben Grieve is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grieve is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Grieve hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 9-6, Athletics. A.J. Hinch is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hinch is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Blowers is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Blowers is 0-for-3 in the game. Blowers hits a fly ball into center field. Latham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Taylor now pitching. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lawton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lawton hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Coomer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blowers juggles the ball. That's an error on Blowers. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Coomer moves to second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mears is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.